thought about it.
Yeah, so I really want to go. Sugar, you have a life over here. You sit over here, you do what you got to do. You go every day, he goes
around. You don't have anything to do there?
Yes.
Yeah, eat there, eat good.
He's still suffering from it. He couldn't wake up Shabbos morning.
You eat there. You
that
eat
belly's
there.
Still popping up.
Wow.
10 pounds.
I like that. You think they're good
at
restaurants?
Ella, you got to fit into the suit for the Bruce. Got to lose some weight.
Any ages? Oh, by the way,
Any ages, or you just here to clutch?
Hamby. His son walked in for my kid's shower's birth. Ellie's son. He's in there. Took a while to walk. It's cold.
He's not walking, not walking the Shabbos.
Yaakov. From Ridge.
Moses will come. Who else is close by over here? Perrin will do it.
Moses
is not
home
for Shabbos.
He'll stay home if you give it to him.
Guarantee you.
He'll walk. He'll definitely walk.
Moses is not. Moses is not.
There's a good chance he might be here while they're watching.
Moses is 100 miles away.
He'll walk. Moses, not 100. He's there from Madison.
I'm sure Tyson.
That's not far from Nissy Moses was right next to the mikveh.
That's where he lives?
Cross street from the ladies' mikveh.
No?
That's not so far.
He gets the bris right away.
That's so far.
Here's a sign there.
On the way, I have to make an appointment already.
Here's a big sign.
Oh, the principal, you mean?
My son did it there. What principle? No, that guy lives out of nowhere. No, Nissy Moses. You know why? Because no pain, no gain. That's why. Everything's just... Anyway, let's go. Who's this David Tachman who's nifta? Somebody Dovah Taichman was nifta.
When?
Last night. Not a local person? Not a local person?
No, I think Brooklyn, huh?
I don't know. A younger mensch. No, I don't know. I sit over here and I give shir and I have a meteorologist right next door to me. So every few minutes something else pops up.
What's this LDY thing over here?
What is what? Okay, Lom again. Today's shir sponsor for Shleima falls on Zem and Rachel. Omer Lil Nishas Om Naxim and Ronan. Who? Brandon Miribas Reil Sara, Yaakov Shu Machana, for Shleima, and Avram Mangilo, Esther Bishai Yafa, Domir Imperil, and Shmuel Ben Devira. We're up to monster. We're up to dollar on base. On the bottom.
You going back?
That's what we're up to.
You went over the top?
No.
Turn it on. Morty Malstav on the dinner. Very nice. Very nice. They do a nice dinner. Wow. That's a big crowd.
Even me, I'm a
fish
guy. You can't do that on Matzah Shabbos. That's heavy.
Wow.
That's heavy stuff.
It's cheaper. It's
cheaper.
Quarter
the
price. I
guess so. You went?
Nah, my son had a massive event.
Oh.
Did he make this in?
They had for the bottom.
Did he make this in?
His parents come and you sit there for the thumbs.
I'm saying he finished.
You just sit there listening to
the speeches. You sit there on your thumbs? That's what you do?
No, it's sports.
They do a beautiful thing.
It's a PR campaign.
It's a beautiful event, happens to be. It's just about the learning. That's all it is.
Dancing?
Yeah.
Hat and jacket, tie?
Of course.
Oh,
zipped up.
Yeah. Zipped up,
yeah.
No.
Turn around, bottom.
Dancing. Dancing after zip up,
Oh, he does it.
Oh, it's going to stroll soon.
Again.
Turn around, bottom. It's a nice dinner. They make a nice dinner. Wow. Turn around, bottom. Now we can start. Dinim Amoinas Bishloisha. So you have a monetary dispute, you gotta use three rabbis. If it was a one Mumchala Rabbim, one Rabbi Chaim Meir Roth, serious rabbi, so Don Afil Yechidi. He can be done even Yechidi. The way Rashi says it, Rashi says the Chsivat Tzedek Tishboit, because of Enkan Irav Parshas, because if you have the Irav Parshas, you need three. He's what we hold. Tysus disagrees. Tysus has nothing to do with Tzedek Tishpat.
If I say Tzedek Tishpat, how do I know that's only a mumcha? Maybe anybody could do it.
No, we're saying that when it says Tzedek Tishpat, it's only a mumcha rabbin. That's how Rashi is learning. The Tysus is not learning that. Tysus has nothing to do with Tzedek Tishpat. It has to do, it's a dinder raisa. That's the way, in the Torah you need three. In the Rabbanon, they said that because he has a bunch of kashas on things, Tzedek Tishpat, that doesn't make sense, whatever. But anyway, he disagrees with Rashi, and he holds his dinder Rabbanon, that Yochem Mumcha can be done, even Yechidi. What's a Yochem Mumcha? The Yad Ramah says that he's somebody that's known to everybody, that he's a Sai Psak and Sai and Eitzah. He's a Oysi Gevein Lecha Baki. That's a Yochel Mumcha.
Why is different than a regular Mumcha? Okay.
He
doesn't
know
he's not part of a program?
Three
Bezin
is not to be a Mumcha. He doesn't have to know the halachas. He doesn't have to be a Chaimai Roth. He's to be a regular guy. He learned the kids a few times and he got it.
Don't even start that.
What would there be if everything was done with Bezin? What was there ever a scenario with
one? It doesn't have to be. You have a Yochel Mumcha, could do it. Not, not a distant self. He happens to be a massive bucky. So he...
How would
he
ever know if he's always
part of it? He's not part of Bezdin. Why is that he part of Bezdin?
You and I are arguing over something.
Didn't everything go to Bezdin?
You and
he's playing my role.
Back then, didn't everything
go to Bezdin? No, that's what Gemara is saying. Gemara is saying, according to Tosfos, so then there are bono and there are bucky mumcha kepaskin. Anyway...
I have a dispute, but not like an argument. Not a real fight.
No gain, no pain. It's not arbitrary.
Arbitrator.
He could force. This guy could force.
No.
Yeah. This Bucky Yochel Mumcha could force.
What?
He's a Yochel Mumcha. He has power like a Bezdin. That's the Kans Chum. His power like a Bezdin. He's serious power, this guy. We'll see soon that there's in Bavel, they used to take permission from Resh Galusa, and it's sure they took permission from the Nasi to Paskin. But so Gemara is like this. Yochel Mumcha Ram, don't have to be Yechidi. I'm not going to know. Don dini mominus bichidi. Somebody like me could darshan. It's a funny lashon. So it's interesting that he's saying that. But I saw brought down that he wasn't saying that he did it. He's saying, in somebody at his stature who knew all the halacha so cold. That's what we're referring to. He's just trying to show how well you have to know the halachas. Otherwise, where's the start? Where's the end? This mumchel rab. I know don't din him mamon es bichidi. Ibaylo. So when I ask the question, when I know the gamino of savino, no done.
Right, going I know someone like me can't be done.
Can be done. That's what they bring down. I don't know.
Tyshus.
Good, I know don't the gamino. Ibaylo. Good, I know. Tyshus
says. Yeah. So he says, because the Mishnah says, Alti Dan Yechidi. So it says, he means that he.
Oh, Tez brings down. I didn't see it. Though. I saw somebody else. I saw the Magal's Yam brings down. Maybe brings down Tez. Ibaylu, can I know the Gamina of Savirna? Vinakitna? Somebody like me who's Gamina, Savirna, means Rashbam says, Gamina is that he knows from his Rebbeim. Savirna means that he knows how to. He knows how to shtel tzu.
Egin as far as.
V'nakitna reshusa. And also he has permission from the Resh Galusa, and we'll see the significance of that. That's a very big thing. So, avaloi nago reshusa. V'nakitna reshusa. Avaloi nago reshusa. Dine loy dina. Dine loy dina. Oidilma. Oidilma. Avgad loy nago reshusa. Dina dina. It's a shiloh. So basically, a guy who did not get permission from Resh Galusa, and the significance of the permission from Resh Galusa is, the Sharim explained, is that the Resh Galusa had permission from the Melech Paras to enforce his law. So basically, he was a recognized rabbi in America. What do you call the guy in America, a rabbi?
Accredited?
No. You guys don't know.
Reverend?
No.
Ordained?
Clergy.
Clergy.
I love that Charlie came up with the word. I knew what he was looking for.
He knows.
Exactly.
Anyway, So a recognized clergy in America, he has, I don't know, America is not the right thing, but in Bavel, the Resh Galusa had permission from the Melech Paras. Question is what the Melech Paras did over there, but we had permission from Melech Paras to enforce his din. So he had a very strong power. So if the Resh Galusa gave you permission to Paskin, that was a very high ranking. The Gemara is going to say in a few minutes that it's even more than an Eretz Yisrael. And sure, you got permission from the Nasi, this is even better. So if you don't have permission, is your din a good din or not? Or maybe it's a good din, it's just you don't have permission to enforce it, whatever, we'll see what the difference is. Toshma the Mazrut Rebedev Nachman, Don Dina, he Paskin, Vitar, he made a mistake. Now we know the halacha is that if a Bezdin Paskins, or Bezdin Shalsholos Paskins, and makes a mistake, he doesn't have to pay, because he has a right to Paskin. Askame Dev Yosef, Omleim Kabluchalayu, Lo Tishalom. Vimloy Zil Shlim. If they accepted you, means they like you sign a contract, you know, that you sign with Rebbe Chaim Ma'arul, they're gonna accept this psak, then no problem. What? He doesn't have to know what he's talking about either, right? Over there you sign, yeah.
Both sides agree.
Both sides agree then, so you're right. In the look of Zil Shlim, Shemamino. Over here, it's clear that he didn't have Rishus and Meresh Gulus to Paskin, and still was saying that Din is Dina, that you could Paskin. Shmamina. Amar Rav, I'm on the boil of Maiden Dina. Now it gives you Eitz HaToiva. If you want a Paskin, and you want that you shouldn't be liable for your Psak, means obviously we're talking about a Yachid Mumcha, because you'll see in a minute he has permission to Meresh Gulus. He's talking about Mumcha, but he doesn't want to be liable. How do you? What's the insurance policy? So if you want to be, if you want to paskin me, I'm on the boil of maiden dina, v'ita mi boil me, if he wants to be a potter, get permission from Meshgulusa, who's the highest ranking people in Bavel, and if they give you permission, then you're good to go. Okay, no, Meshmul, Lishgulusa, Meshgulusa, your potter, if your psakdin comes out that for whatever reason it's not good, you'll be potter because you have permission to paskin and you're yachar mumcha, you're good to go. Pshita, Snagmar says.
Why? Because Bezdin is Potter if they make a mistake?
Yeah, Bezdin is Potter. And you have a din of a Bezdin. Yachim Mumcha has a din of a Bezdin, especially if you have permission from Resh Galusa. That was real permission. So Gemara says, Pshita, Mahacha Lahacha, in Bavel, from one city to other, if you have permission, you're good to you can Paskin from, I don't know, two cities in Bavel, whatever. From Batis and Surah. You can Paskin. Umahasam Lahasam, in Eretz Yisrael. Netzio, we have permission to Paskin from the Nasi. We'll see in a minute. So also, you could Paskin. B'nei Brak Yerushalayim, you could Paskin. What about Mehocha L'Hosam? From Bavel to Yisrael, we say Mahani. You could Zichah Paskin. Why? The Hocha Shevet V'Hosam Mechoykik. Somebody who has permission to Resh Galusa to Paskin in America is called Shevet. Shevet is a higher ranking Paisik than it's a show, which is called Mechoykik. A Shevet, Ram says, Rasha Loshan Shrora. Yeshon Shus L'Hafka, the Hefka Bezen Hefka. Means the permission you have from Resh Galusa, the Resh Galusa has permission from Melech Paras to enforce his din, and he could give over that permission to the next level guy. As opposed to Eretz Yisrael, you're only Mechaykik, Mechaykik is less Shara, you're less. So if someone's a Pesach and Bavel, he's Zichah Gepasach in Yerushalayim. Ketanya, Leos Shem Yehuda, El Rosh Yigal, Shem Bavel, Shem Ruyden Eretz Yisrael, B'Shevet, with the what's the significance of this? And I saw somebody says Lam Tov Barabim because they're able to, with a Yeshiva Das, the only way you could read Lam Tov Barabim is you have a Yeshiva Das. So that mila they have. What about from Eretz Yisrael to here? A guy has permission from the Nasi to pass in Yerushalayim, he has a smicha. So now could he pass in the bubble? He shouldn't be able to because Bavel is a stronger smicha. Toshma, the Muslim in Raya, the Rabbi Barachana, Don Dina, he passed in America, in Bavel, the Tor, ask my Dachi, I'm like, Ikabukalayu, like the Shah, with Lois Yoshlin. Then, if you're Makabalan, fine. If not, I have a Rabbi Barachana, Rishus Avanakit. Rabbi Barachana, Rishus Avanakit, he has permission. He's from the Nasi. Shmamina, Mahasam, Lachal, Mahani. It must be that from Eretz Yisrael to here is nothing, because otherwise he has regular rishus. Of course, he's like a regular pesach.
Yeah, the Nasi has
He had from the Nasi, from Mahasam Lahacha. Right. So once of Loi Mahani, it's not true. Varaba Ravuna, we have another story. Ki have a Minzi Bahadi de Besh Glusa. When he fought, when he used to, they used to fight around. He used to argue. I guess in Halacha. I'm a Lam and Achim Nikitna. Rishusa. Like, I don't have to, like, answer to you guys. I have my own smicha. Nikitna Rishusa, Ma'aba Mari, Va'aba Mari, Mirah, Virah, Merochia, Merochia, Merebi. So, and he was in a troll. And so, like, he was basically what he was telling them is different. I have different smicha than you guys. I don't have to.
I have American as well.
I'm not suppressed to your psak. I have my own way of thinking, and if you don't like it, too bad. So Gemara says, "Bimbul sta'amu da'ikim lu." He was just trying to brush them off, but obviously he didn't hold that from Eretz Yisrael to here is better, is good. So Gemara says, if you tell me it's not good, so ma'achat le'mahan is Rav Machan or Shus Denakal Amali. So why Rav Machan in the first case, the first story, he says I have Rishus. Who cares? What's the point? What was he trying to say? If you tell me it means nothing, what was he trying to say? Gemara says, La Yoris, I'm La Gvulin. No, there is a certain area over there. They go after those cities, those border cities, they take the Pesach of Eretz Yisrael, and over there he would be able to paskin, and that's what he was saying. For those cities, I'm good to go. That was the idea. The idea. My Rishusa. The what? Syria. Isn't Syria a bubble? No. Syria's a troll? Syria's Iraq is a bubble. So Syria's a Ishlan, it's a troll. That's what I say, yeah.
And the bubble means bubble specifically or anything outside of Israel?
You packing boxes?
Yeah.
No, Machi Boris is a bubble.
It means bubble.
What do you mean? What's his name? Columbus?
Hey, what?
Yeah, 350 BC.
No idea. A BC to me is like a chassis.
If you're trying to fight with him,
Myri Shusa.
Let me understand.
Kiavanakis.
1942.
Yeah. Same time as the Basayan. My Rishusa, Kiavanochis Rabba Rachana. My Rishusa.
Columbus would have come in a Cadillac, he just couldn't afford it.
What does Rishusa mean? Kiavanochis Rabba Rachana, Bavel. Amalei Rechia, the Rebbe. Ben Achi, my nephew. My nephew, Yoyrid Le Bavel. He's going down to Bavel. Yoyra, could he paskin? Yoyra means could he paskin Issevaheter. Yoyra. Yodin. That's Dina Mamanis. That's today. We get a guy says yes, smicha from YU. Yoyre Yodin. Yoyre Yodin.
Very strong.
I'm not trying to put down. Bum Faket. Yater Bechiris, Yater. So Aloha is by Bechiris. So when you're not, yes.
Criticism, sarcasm.
Yater Bechayr, I'm not putting down YU.
His best friends are black. I mean,
his
name is Schachter.
Yeah.
Not Schachter. Schachter is the guy in charge of liquid mikvah. It's two different people. It's Schachter. No pain, no gain. Anyway, so Yatir, the guy Bechiris, Yatir. This means the halacha is that when it comes to Bechiris, right, Rash says we're talking about after the Churban. So once it gets a mum, then it's mutter. Till it gets a mum, it's kadosh. So who could paskin if an animal gets a mum? You have to be an animalologist to know about mumim. So he says, could you paskin Bechiris, Yatir? Kavanochis Rav Lebovel. Now that was. Till now was Rabbi Rachanel above all. So he said, Kavanach is Rabbi Rachanel above all. I'm the Rechia, the Rebbe, Ben Achi. Right. Rechia says to his Rebbe, my nephew. Now he's saying, Then Ochs Rabba Baba Amle Rukhila Rebbe Ben Achosi. My nephew, but my sister's kid. Yer the bubble, Yer Kripaskin, Yer Yadin, Yadin, Yatim Khars, Al Yatim. Over here he says you can't. We'll see on the base what's trying that. Maishna Lamar the Kakori Ben Achi. Now Gemara goes into a technical difficulty over here. Maishna Lamar the Kakori Ben Achosi. That's a story. One was a sister's kid, one was a brother's kid. It says it's not true. V'amamar Ivoi, V'chano, V'shila, U'marta, V'rabchia, Kulu b'nei Abba Baracha, Kaslo, Mekafri Abba. They were all brothers. They all had the same father.
Siblings.
They're all siblings. So Gemara says, Rav Barachua dehava Barachte, and Rav Barachana Barachua de la Barachte. So he says the way it worked over there is that Rabchia, let me just see who it was on second night. Rav Acha married a lady and he had Ivoy, and then she died and he married another lady that had a daughter from someone else. Her name was, I think, Ima. And then from there, Rav Chiya was born, and when Ivoy got Ivoy married the daughter from that daughter, and she had Rav. So it comes out that Ivoy and Rav Chiya, they were brothers from the same father. Right, but not from the same mother. But the mother,
so the same
Rav's mother and Rav Chiya, they were
was his brother's son and his sister's son.
Right, they were siblings from the mother and the father. Right. So that's why he said this thing. Vibai Sema, I saw what's trap. Vibai Sema, we didn't end up shot for it's a good shot. Said because the Maisa, he was a nephew. You could have also said, well, I hear the cheshbon.
Maybe it's not true.
But you could have used the same language. I hear a point. Yeah.
It's still both brothers.
It's still both, right. So you could have used, it's a shtickle funny thing that this is what you were trying to point out. So he says, a nubshat al shem chachmasai. Rav was a massive chacham in Torah. Tichsiv emor lachachma achosiat. And over there, we use the word achosi for Torah. Why achosi? Because achosi, the love of I saw it brought down that the love from the Chofetz Chaim, the love between a wife and a husband and wife, could end, but for a sister it never ends. See, so the ultimate love for Torah that you're supposed to have is the love that you have for your sister. You'll do anything for your sister, and that's why it's called. There's a famous ma'aseh by Meir Simcha. There was a whole gzeira on Torah in Dvinsk. That area, I don't know where it was, and they made a big sifas arabanim and askanim to try to figure out what to do, and the Chofetz Chaim showed up, which was very rare that he should show up, and the Rami Simcha said, why is the shiva here? Why is the rav here? He said, I'm here because my sister's not well. So he said, oh, what's going on with your sister? What does she have? He started laughing. He said, the Torah is called achosi. He brought down this Gemara. So if I hear that Torah is in trouble, I come, no matter what, I have to stop what I'm doing to come to support Torah. So, and that's why he was Chacham B'Yosir, and that's why it's called Achosi. The Gemara says, Yate B'Choras Al Yate. Why? You tell me that he was a genius. My time, Elam Shem Loi Chacham, come in the Chacham Tuvi. He's saying, Pumfa Keret. That's why it's called Achosi. Elam Shem Loi Baki B'Mumi. He's not an animalologist. Vam Rav, Shmoina Sachidish Khadoshim Gedalti, it's a Roya Behema, Lady is a mum kavu is mum over. So how could you say? So and Chofetz Chaim over here also says a Murray de Gazakh that you see that even someone's a god of a Torah like Rav, it's not so posh. I saw the Magalzian brings down that this was when he was a kid. He grew up on a farm, like Shimmy Rosenfeld, his kids. So they knew about the animals, you know, when they're giving birth, they knew all the stuff. But the Chofetz Chaim says that you see from here that even a gadol b'Torah like Rav took off 18 months of his Torah. You're talking about to be ma'ayin in animals to know the nuances of what's a mum.
How else can you pass?
He says that's Chofetz Chaim brought this down to the thing. He goes into the whole shmooze that you see that. Someone who's a gadol should stop what he's doing to to learn the nuances of stuff, you shouldn't think that's Bittul Torah. He finds it as a chiddush.
Avi's got the coup already.
I think maybe the 18 months is a chiddush, you know? It's a long time. Or maybe take off 2 hours a day, every week for the next 5 weeks.
That's what took 18 years, 18 months.
No, it's 18 months. It seems that 18 months straight. Okay. Nighttime. So he says, what do you mean? He knew. Ela lachle kovod l'Rav Baruch Hano. Rashi says that Rav, everybody gave him kovod already. He was a known gadol. Over here, Rav Baruch Hano was not known. So in order to give him kovod, he took something away from Rav and gave it to Rav Baruch Hano so that people like, they'll still respect Rav Baruch Hano. Right, they have exclusive rights to this psak. The Rav bekiya b'mumi pum fakert, because he was such a baki, v'shori mumi d'liyad, the ancient didn't know. Nobody knew what an enklipis is. No problem. There's no such thing. But you thought you were looking up right now on ChatGPT what it is. Rav, I just wanted to make sure you don't waste your time. Rav, I got him to show Rav. For also the mission mum over some mela, because people don't know. So what is Rav's gonna say? Yeah, the cleft lip is not a problem. I don't know. Nobody has any idea what that is. So then the guy, the next time there's a shaylan animal, the guy says, well, Rav said that was good. So I guess if he has the extra cheek, it's also good. So then whatever. Meanwhile, one has no shaykhis, and it's not a problem. Well, you would think that's not a problem. That's why he said he can't do it.
I'm happy he stayed over there.
And I saw the shach brings down that a poisik today, the shach and the ketzois both bring down that a poisik today, when he paskins, he can't. If he knows something, this guy's a massive poisik. So if he knows something that nobody knows, you can't just paskin that. It has to be something that someone could look up in a sefer. Because otherwise, it's such a crazy psak, someone will take it the wrong way and not chop what the psak is, and you can't do that.
You can ask
you could ask him where it is. They'll say, it's a Mishnah Berurah Chelek Vav. Look it up.
This is how I learned this Mishnah Berurah.
Right, but I'm saying if you just paskin something, right. I mean, Ramosha was able to do it, but Ramosha was an Adam Gadol that people trust Ramosha more than a regular psak. Okay. So I think maybe it was different. No, I don't know. Maybe Moshe also. Moshe, well, everything was written down, probably. I don't know. Moshe had a lot of very interesting psalchim. Very chashuv psalchim, I'm saying. Yeah, but he stelled two things that nobody was able to do. But that's fine, yeah, I guess. You're saying the same thing?
I'm explaining what you're saying.
Yeah. Gemara says, what is this problem?
Say it again.
Yaira. He says it. Could he paskin isavahatu? He says, yeah. Igamer reshusa lamali. The mishkal. What does he need to take reshus? If you tell me he was a bucky, he was a god, Rav was crazy. What did he reshus over here? Lamali, the mishkal. What? Reshus lamali, the mishkal. The mother says, no, you still need permission. Why? Shemaisa Shahoya, Tanya, Pam Achas, Halach Rebbe, Lamakam Echod. Rebbe went to a place, the Rob and the others, Gabim is the same at Tumah. He saw they were kneading their dough in Tumah. That means with water. Amalahem, because that's Machshel Kabatumah. Amalahem, Ma'atem Gabim is the same at Tumah. What are you guys doing? Amalahem, Talmud Echad Balakam. What do you mean? A few weeks ago, we had a guest rabbi on Shabbos. Bahayr Alanu, maybe it's same. Ain't machshirin. It's not makabel tumah. V'hu may beitzim him. This guy said may beitzim him.
Oh, yeah.
The egg. Darshlu. V'inu savar may betzayim. They didn't know. They took it the wrong way, Kamar. V'to. Not even baha. So they made a mistake. And therefore, he says, you can only paskin if you have permission to paskin. Because from the Resh Galusa, because Resh Galusa will go ahead and make this cheshbon and say, one second, these people... they're amaratzim, and if you don't say everything straight out the way you're supposed to specify, they could take it the wrong way, and there could be a whole disaster. And by the way, Tiferes Yisrael, beginning of the Masechta Beitza, says that the reason why we say Beya and not Beitza is because of this Gemara. Because people make a mistake between Beitzim and Bitzoyim. And that's why we say the Toh Naimaha, another mistake they made, May Kamyon Umei Pigo Psulin is puzzle for May Chatas. The halacha is by May Chatas, you need May Chatas, you need water. Spring water, Mayim Chaim. And he said, May Kamyon Umei Pigo is Psulin. You now use that kind of water for May Chatas. Then it must be it's not water. It's not machshir. Elohi, that's not pshat. You need mayim chayim. Any liquid is machshir kabtuma, and they made a mistake. So any water, right? So they made a mistake, and again the same thing. You have to have permission from the rabbi. See, if you're coming. If you're in the city, you come to give a shir, you get that permission from the rabbi, who he could say, listen, these guys are like this, and he gives you the rights. Tanchum Breder Abami Ikla L'Chater. He went to Chater, a city, Derzlu, Mutter Lilsois Chitim Pesach. You're allowed to go ahead and soak Chitim on Pesach in water. Amalei Lavra Mani De Mitzur Ika Hacha. What are you doing? Your rebbe, the Mitzur is here. You're not a Pesach in front of your rebbe. Which is 8 miles away. I didn't realize it was here, and you're right. In front of your Rebbe, you can't pass unless you get permission to paskin. Now it's interesting. The Gemara, the Tosafot Avodah Zarah says that you never allow to paskin when your Rebbe, until your Rebbe dies, you're not allowed to paskin. So the Teretz is that that's when if your Rebbe doesn't give you permission. If you have a Rebbe, you're never allowed to give up psak if he doesn't give permission to paskin. Till he dies. If he gives you permission within the 8 miles that he is, you're not a paskin. Shalosh parsa is 8 miles. Abchia, Chazla Ugavra, Davakoy Besekvaris. Now that's a very interesting story. He saw a guy in a cemetery. Amalei La Ben Ish Plani Kain. I don't understand. Are you a Kohen? Ata Amalei In. Avua, Davakoy Gavra, Naim Havanasa, Inam Begrusha Vachilai. Yeah, He messed around with a grusha, and he was the yichus, and I was an offspring of that. I made a chalol. A chalol is elayim b'tama. And what's the significance? What's the significance of this story? What does that have to do with the Gemara? And Rashi says the significance is that even though you're not allowed to be yoyer in front of your rebbe, but lahafish mi suroi, you don't have to go to your rebbe and say, oh, there's a guy there. Am I allowed to paskin to tell him to get out of the business? Of course, that's zikhi yoladu. La'am shur yoladu even in front of your rebbe. Next, pshita lepalga. If the rabbi gives you permission to paskin half, like we saw before, yoyer yoyer yodin yodin, becharis he didn't. That's fine. Who come at the mahani? What about tanai mai? He tells you till Monday morning you can paskin. After that you can't paskin. Is that good? License expires. Tashma damalei Rav Yechon Rav Shmon Hariat Rav Shmona Ad Shtov Etzleino. Till you come to us, you're good. So mela, you see that you're allowed to. You could do that. Kufa, Amashmo, Beisha Danu, Dinam Din, El Shniku Bezna Chotzov. Two people that paskin, they're called a Bezna Chotzov. But it's good. Yosef Nachman, Loshmaitza, Esver, Rabbi Nachman, I feel Shnaim Zakan, Shnaim Chayvin, Vechadam, any day, Yosef Vadayanim. We see that Loch is that if even two people are Mazaka, two people are Chayvin, you add, one guy says he doesn't know, you add a Dayan to make it three. Right, it's not going to change track because he doesn't. Right, why can't be shnayim shdanu? It's the name chotzuf, but it's a good din. So Gemara says shiny hosn mikorat daita the flossi sivi. Hachalav dasu yasivi. Over there, they sat down with a bezdin. The bezdin didn't figure it out. So when you sit down with a bezdin, you can't now veer off the bezdin chotzuf. If you paskin with two, that's a bezdin. That's fine. But to sit down with a bezdin and then say, okay, now I'm veering off the Bezna Chotzov, that you can't do. this will stop it. All right. Mishnayos. Okay, Vav. Lois and Lois, I'm a Rav, Lois, I know that's the insides. Lois, I'm a Rav, Lois, I'm a Lois, I'm a Rav, 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 I'm a